Thursday, March 19th. Solemnity of Saint Joseph, spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The lesson from Ecclesiasticus chapter 45, verses 1 through 6. Beloved of God and men, whose memory is in benediction, he made him like the saints in glory, and magnified him in the fear of his enemies, and with his words he made prodigies to cease. He glorified him in the sight of kings, and gave him commandments in the sight of his people, and showed him his glory. He sanctified him in his faith and meekness, and chose him out of all flesh. For he heard him and his voice, and brought him into a cloud, and he gave him commandment before his face, and a law of life and instruction. Haydock Commentary. These praises refer to Moses. His life was a continued miracle, and he was honored more than any prophet. He saw God face to face. He caused God to remove the scourges which he had inflicted. His serpent devoured those of the magicians who were confounded before him. He saw God's glory when he had passed by, in Exodus 33:22. He was filled with meekness, giving him these necessary qualifications to rule the rebellious people. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 21. When Mary, the mother of Jesus, was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Whereupon Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing publicly to expose her, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in his sleep, saying, Joseph, son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Haydock Commentary. Joseph, her husband, knowing her strict virtue, was surprised at this her pregnancy, but being a just man and not willing to expose her by denouncing her or giving her a bill of divorce, he had a mind to dismiss her privately, committing the whole cause to God. Let us learn from Joseph to be ever tender of our neighbor's reputation and never to entertain any injurious thoughts or any suspicions to his prejudice. The angel says, fear not to keep and remain with thy chaste wife. Lay aside all thoughts of dismissing and leaving her. As the incarnation of the Son of God was affected by the whole Blessed Trinity, it may be asked why this operation is peculiarly attributed to the Holy Ghost, not only here but in Luke chapter 2 and in the Apostles' Creed. The answer is because as power is attributed to the Father, wisdom to the Son, so goodness is attributed to the Holy Ghost, and the gifts of grace which proceed from it. The characteristic name of Savior was peculiar to the Messiah, by which he was distinguished, as well as by the adorable name of Jesus.